In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Thank you for joining us for the Word for Life broadcast this morning, and we're glad that you're with us. I have Pastor Mark in studio, so Pastor Mark, good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you here. Thankful for James Coulterman doing a lot of our recording, and Jack Gardner is our program director, and he's doing a lot of the editing, and so we're thankful for these men and their willingness to help us. We have a few things coming up at Brookside. We are still in our study on Sunday mornings in 1 Corinthians, and our theme has been the gospel changes everything. And then on Sunday evenings, we're in Psalms, and we're just praising through the Psalms. And so we look forward to those opportunities to open the Word and share with people. We do have active Awana program for kids and also our teens, and so we'd love for you, if you don't have a church home, to come and visit with us. We're over on 4470 Pilgrim Road between Capitol and Lisbon on Pilgrim. And our services are 9, 10, 15 on Sunday mornings, 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings. And then teens start 6:45 Wednesday nights. Regular Bible studies start at 7. And then our WANA begins at 5:45 on Sunday evening. So thank you. Well, Pastor Mark, we find ourselves in Joshua chapter 16 and 17. We just really kind of kicked off with that when Pastor Wade was with me. And, you know, as we begin, I can't help but think of Proverbs 29:25 when we look into this passage. It says, "The fear of man brings a snare or a trap, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe." And so it's just as important for us to trust God as it is to obey Him. And when we disobey, we defy His authority and despise His holiness. But when we fail to trust God, we doubt His sovereignty and we question His goodness. And God views our distrust of Him as seriously as He views our disobedience. I want Pastor Mark to just read for us a section from Psalm 28, where the psalmist talks of this in reference to the children of Israel about their view of God. They distrusted Him, they disobeyed Him, and God viewed that very, very seriously. Because we go to this section because as we're reading through the land allotment, we're going to see over and over, but they did not drive out all the inhabitants.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said in the last broadcast, 99% obedience is still 100% disobedience. And that's what's taking place. Listen to what the psalmist here said in Psalm 78. And Pastor Mark, you have that.
Sure. Verse 19, "They spoke against God, saying, 'Can God spread a table in the wilderness? He struck the rock, so that water gushed out and streams overflowed. Can He also give bread or provide meat for His people?' Therefore, when the Lord heard, He was full of wrath. A fire kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust His saving power."
You know, Pastor Mark, as we continue in this study, you know, the question is going to be, is Israel going to step forward and do exactly what God said He would do for them? And in our last broadcast, we're talking about, you see God's sovereignty in it, that I am providing this for you. But you also see man's responsibility. You have to go out and you have to do it.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a hand-in-glove fit all throughout Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
God at work, but then man having this responsibility to be obedient and do exactly what God has asked. And I hate to say it, but we're going to see some of the attitudes of the 10 of the 12 spies that just that had spied out the land 45 years earlier, kind of creeping back into the children of Israel.
Yeah.
It was almost kind of like the attitude of thanks, but no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be done. And the children of Israel, again, are confronted with barriers as they seek to take possession of the land. But, I mean, what a great example Joshua had been. What a great example Caleb had been for them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when Joshua, when he confronted the five kings back in chapter 10 of Joshua, he told Israel, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. And Joshua really started getting that message that God kept giving to him when he, when Moses dies, and Joshua, now it's your responsibility to lead, you know, these 2 million plus people into the promised land. And God kept reminding him, you don't need to be afraid. It's interesting. I think there are 365 references in the Bible telling us not to be afraid, like one for every day.
Yeah.
Fear has such a crippling effect on people in general, but even on believers. Believers can be so fearful. And so that's what Joshua's message was. His confidence was coupled with his obedience. And friends, it must be. He personally, if you remember back in Joshua 10, he slew the five kings with the sword. And through his leadership, Joshua had left the grandest of legacies: serve the Lord and obey him. And Pastor Mark, I don't know of a better legacy that anyone could ever leave than they served God and they obeyed him.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's looking at what legacy am I going to leave for the next generation? And you see the legacy that Joshua left, not only for that generation, but the many generations after, as we're continuing to study and see exactly what he did.
You know, my wife's father was a pastor, and one of his mottos of life was, attempt something so big for God that unless he intervenes in it, it's bound to fail.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, and that legacy for his life and for our family has been a real blessing.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we grow older, that's what is the message, the legacy we're going to leave behind for those that follow us. This morning, we're looking in Joshua chapter 16 and 17. These chapters are specifically covering, again, the allotment of the land, the giving of the land on the west side of the Jordan. To the most important of the 12 tribes, you have Judah, and then you have Ephraim, and then you also have half the tribe of Manasseh. And so, really, our theme this morning is God's way is always right, and our response is either going to please God or displease God. And I think it's important to realize our response is our responsibility. And we're going to see what takes place. And the way of God and the path of God is always the right way. You know, whenever a man thinks his way is the right way, he turns right square into the sovereignty of God. And it happens in Joshua's day. And friends, I'm going to tell you it happens in our day. I heard a pastor on the radio the other day say, and I quote, if you can't understand why a sovereign God and a sovereign man aren't getting along, just look around. End of quote. I mean, man doesn't believe in capital punishment, but God does. That's Genesis chapter 9. Man's view of human life is not God's view. God is the creator of life. Man takes innocent life, and we call it pro-choice. I mean, man attacks the institutions of God, namely today, marriage. And I never thought in my day I would see the divine institution of marriage under such an attack, even with believers in the church calling for tolerance in this area. God's law protects the innocent, and man pampers the guilty. We see that constantly going on in our country. Man says to God, you cannot have control of my life. I'm going to make my own decisions. Man rejects God's authority of Scripture and lives his own way. And where has that gotten us?
Yeah.
Look at life today. Has man not taken order to disorder? Look at our economy. As it's just totally running out of control. Murder totally rampant in our streets. Men fearful of the prospect of death. Sin rampant even in the lives of believers. Someone said Christianity is supremely the champion of purity. The word champion means militant, advocate, defender. Living a pure life is a matter of choice. And Paul addresses that in to the believers in Romans 6. Pastor Mark, I just can't even imagine how God's heart must be so disappointed, even not what he just sees in the world, but what he sees within the church. The church isn't pure today. I mean, just look at the sexual activity within the church. You look at even our dress. And I hate to say this, and I would apologize to all ladies, but But of all places, the church should never be a place of immodest dress. You would think it would be the church. Mm-hmm. Modesty is a biblical principle, and dads and moms need to insist on it. I mean, you look at our lifestyles, look at our favorite TV shows. God's name is taken in vain often. Women here depicted right in our own living rooms of going into lesbian bars, men abandoning their families for extramarital affairs, men and women just totally enslaved to pornography. I mean, friends, we do live in an impure world that has declared a fierce battle for sexual freedom. And it's always been a battle, but it has really surfaced and is stronger now mm-hmm. than I can ever remember in my life. I can tell mm-hmm. you, though, based on the authority of God's word, that this is a winnable battle. With the power of God and a life committed to obedience, victory is there for the taking. And you say, why? God's way is the right way. I think it was D.L. Moody, who was it, that said, you give me a man who is committed to God.
Totally surrendered.
Totally surrendered to God. And he's going to be used to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to go back to. You know, Joshua and Israel have to be committed to obey what God has instructed them to do, for they're God's executioners. And a lot of people, Pastor Mark, have issues with this, because this is just wicked that God would actually say that they got to go do this and take these people and take their land. But you got to remember, God was at work in these lands for 450 years, and they turned their back on God.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he will use some countries like the Assyrians or the Babylonians to actually bring judgment on Israel. But here mm-hmm. at this point in Scripture, Israel, they're the executioners to destroy all the Canaanites, because this is such a cancer in the land. And God in his sovereignty knew best what was needful for the morals of the world. And he came to the conclusion that the iniquity of the Canaanites was full and that they could no longer continue. And it was necessary then for the purity of the world that these nations, which had become so horribly wicked, should be removed. And Joshua and Israel, they were the ones who were called on to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelites could not therefore enter into their inheritance without first driving out the Canaanites, since these nations had become the adversaries both of God and man. And Judah is top priority in God's plan. Judah was not the firstborn. We looked at that last week. Judah was not the one favored with the birthright. If you remember, Simeon and Levi, they forfeited that. Judah had the royal first place, and it was not because of birth, favoritism, or virtue. It was simply by the sins that were committed by Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. And friends, the way that continuity of leadership, control, and wealth was passed down with these ancient families and the tribes of Israel was by means of a ceremony and a formal legal act called the firstborn blessing. We'll get into that in our next discussion as we continue on through the book of Joshua. And Pastor Mark, thanks for being with us today.
And thank you.
Your input. So we look forward to our time together. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.